Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P, where we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL Draft Stars here on the NFL Draft Blast. And we have a fantastic guest today. He's a hybrid defensive end, outside linebacker from UMass. It's Shaqui Holiness. Shaqui, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. I mean, we're kind of around that point where your ex-teammates are going to get prepared for spring football. You're preparing for the National Football League. Is that kind of a weird thing to think about?
Yeah, it actually is. I feel like I was just in college yesterday. I actually remember my first game like it was yesterday. It actually flew by quicker than I thought it would.
You know, you're not the first guy that's come on the show and had the same feeling where it just goes by in a blink of an eye. Yeah, I think life kind of does that itself. I mean, let's go back to Pop Warner Pee Wee days. Did you play at a very young age, or did you start, you know, at another time in your life starting to play football?
No, I didn't start playing football until high school, until my freshman year of high school I started. Before that, I was just playing basketball for just around the city teams and little leagues at the courts.
For you, so you arrive at high school, you start playing football. I'm curious, I mean, I'm sure you played a litany of different positions, but, I mean, in terms of your size, and I know you're obviously a big kid now, but, I mean, growing up then, were you a little bit bigger than everybody else? Did you develop late? Kind of take us through from the point you walked on the field in high school till, I guess, the time that you were on your way off to the collegiate level.
All right. Freshman year when I got in, I was playing offensive line and defensive tackle. I was pretty big. I was about 6 foot, around like 240. I was playing varsity, actually, my first year. I was starting some games on varsity. So I got thrown into the fire pretty quick when I started playing. And then after that season, I started going to football camps. And that's how I learned how to, like, really play football, like, learn the fundamentals of the game. I started learning more of it instead of just being out there just running around. And then that's how my name started getting out a little bit because I did good. I won MVP at the NUC Combine my freshman year. And then that's how I started getting invited to all the other camps, like Rivals and all of them. And then that's how it just took off from there.
So you said high school, but it really came quick. I mean, were you kind of surprised by that much success? I mean, did it come that easy for you?
I wouldn't say it came that easy. I was surprised that it did happen that way. I didn't think I was going to go play Division I football. I didn't even know what Division I was back then. And until about my junior year, that's when I really started learning what it was.
I'm sure all the recruiters coming in and wanting to bring you in, and I'm sure there's plenty of schools looking at you. So you arrive at UMass. How did you know that was the best fit for you? I know you were close to going to Connecticut, and I guess maybe shed some light on any, you know, to hear the story again.
Yeah, I was at Connecticut for camp. I did camp at Connecticut my freshman year, and then I transferred after that back to UMass because, I don't know, I didn't like the campus atmosphere really at a school. I don't know, it didn't seem like home for me, honestly. I just would rather have been playing for my home state school.
Hey,
so
man,
that's when
not,
I went back.
Hey. That's a big thing, man. I mean, especially if you're a collegiate athlete. I mean, you know, you want to get your education and be happy, but, you know, you got a whole other thing going on where I think you got your eye on a prize of getting to where we're at now and talking about the NFL draft. Once again, Shaqui Holiness here on the C2P as we're breaking down what this young man brings to the table, and he's a guy that could be playing for your favorite professional football team in the not-too-distant future. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you know, it's free and available, Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. You just simply type in his name, Shaqui Holiness, and that's Sha, SHA-KI, and then Holiness, minus an S, and then this pop up for you, and you can listen to the show in its entirety. You can download it. You can do it as you wish, as we kind of delve deeper and pull back the layers of what this young man brings to the draft table. So let's break down this thing. I ask all the guys to come on the show. We're going to throw you in the film room right now. There's a few NFL scouts hanging out in there. They're breaking down tape. They're going to look over at you. What are they going to say when they say they love things about you? What are those things that make you a guy that they want?
I would say my motor is one of them. I think I play with a good motor. And being able to play the run, that's one thing I do like to do. I like to play the run more than the pass. Nobody knows that about me.
We know now, right? That's, I love it. And,
yeah.
And, you know, you got a little bit of that hybrid in you. I mean, prefer one position over the other in terms of playing, you know, linebacker, defensive end?
No, I don't mind at all, actually. I was used across the whole defensive line throughout college. I played some nose, D-tackle, and defensive end, and a little stand-up outside linebacker, too. So I'm pretty used to it. And that's what I did in high school, too, so.
Nice. And I got to ask, I mean, because I see a lot of different variables. What's your height, weight right now?
6'3", 260 right
yeah,
now.
Great size. Is that right where you want to be for pro day and everything?
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going to stay at, around 260, 263 in that range. I'm going to do my pro day at.
Awesome. How about things that go unnoticed, Shaquie? I mean, things that these guys can't see on film, because we do pass this off to them. If they want to listen in, they can find out. I mean, weight room warrior, team leader, film junkie. Maybe they had you do things at UMass where you couldn't showcase other skills. I mean, what do these guys need to know that exists within you that, you know, it's definitely a big bonus?
Oh, I'm willing to do anything for the team, anything to help win. I'll play any position. Throughout college, if they needed me to play the nose some games, I played the nose, and I'll only be 260 out there playing nose tackle. So I don't mind playing any position as long as I'm helping the team.
As long as you're helping the team. That's all coaches want to hear, as long as you're helping the team.
Go ahead.
I definitely love the weight room, too. besides off the field, I definitely love being in the weight room. That's my other thing outside of the field. Definitely the weight room. Because growing up in Mass, that's all you really have is the weight room, because it's snowing most of the time out there, so you can't be on the field as much. And football is not as serious as it would be in, like, Florida, where you have spring ball and all of that. So you'll be lifting weights most of the time. So that would be your way of making it, would be the weight room, being stronger than everybody.
Nice. What are some of the big boy numbers you've put up? What are some of your personal bests and different things?
Well, the most I've put up on bench so far has been 375 on squats, somewhere in the fives. I haven't maxed out on squats in a while.
Huh.
High threes and power cleans.
Nice.
High fives and deadlifts.
Nice. Fives, that's pretty impressive. So you definitely get your muscular workout in there, man, and it's kind of impressive, those numbers. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to, you know, the family, friends, teammates, coaches kind of say, you know, this guy reminds you that's the guy at the next level?
Somebody that compared me to was on Michael Bennett, honestly, from the Seahawks.
How
he plays relentless and just out there having fun, just playing reckless. Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's the way to do it, man. Yeah. Reckless, but within control.
Yeah.
Right. Awesome stuff, man. Once again, right. Definitely. The UMass defensive end, outside linebacker. Also mentioned that he played some nose tackle, 260 pounds, defensive tackle, standing up, playing outside linebacker, kind of doing everything that the Minutemen needed him to do to kind of help that team succeed. For you, I mean, going through this process, I mean, are there any, I assume bench press is going to be one of the things that you're really excited about pro day, but I know you want to knock all these drills out of the park, but I mean, are there any that you're really, really high on that you really think you're going to kind of, you know, stand out at?
I think I'll have a good vertical. Good vertical and good shuttle for sure. I know those two would be good for sure.
Bench press wise, I mean, what are you going to be content with, I guess? I mean, you're never going to get what you want because you always want more. But if you put up such and such number, what can you hang your head out and go, okay, I'll at least deal with this one?
As long as it's somewhere in the 20s, I feel like the 20s and up, I feel like I'll be fine. I feel like that's a good bit.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, it's one of my favorite things to watch at a pro day is the bench. And, you know, you see some, you know, when you guys start doing those reps, man, and it's one of those things too. I mean, I'm sure you've been around it where, the facility's filled with teammates and coaches and, you know, just watching and everybody starts cheering for you or cheering for the guy that's on the bench. I mean, it's, you know, kind of really adds some life to a pro day, which is usually, besides that particular event, it's usually pretty quiet. It's just, you know, scouts writing down notes and, you know, you're just kind of going through the drills, but that's at least the one opportunity where, kind of things get a little bit voiceful. Before we let you go today, man, and I do appreciate your time. I love finding out a little bit more about you. We always like to have some fun and throw some off the wall questions your way. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, Coach Whipple, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
I see some pretty great ones of him, but I don't think nobody would do it in front of him. I haven't met nobody that bold yet.
Okay. Hey, that's why we ask. Some coaches, you know, it's okay. Some coaches, you know, they're going on, but you ain't going to do it in front of them. That's funny. How about this one? Female celebrity, Shaki. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you?
It's a hard one. Probably go with Rihanna, honestly, if I can choose anyone. Probably Rihanna.
Well, just so you know. Hey, she's a popular name. We've been doing the show. We always count. We ask that question at this show when we do these, and then our very last show before the draft, we announce, who won that particular name question. And Rihanna actually defeated Beyonce. She's the only one to dethrone Beyonce. Beyonce's probably won like 9 or 10 times, but Rihanna, and you know, she defeated her. And that said, Rihanna is always in second. Beyonce's one and Rihanna's two. Megan Good's usually three.
Yeah,
that was one of my thoughts.
I couldn't choose between a couple of them. I was got to get one.
I remember Sierra Wood down at the Combine, former Notre Dame running back. We asked him that question. He goes, can I pick five? I said, it's your show. It was almost like he was prepared for it. He said five ladies' names like rapid fire. It was like he was prepared. I know we didn't know we were going to ask it. And he just whipped them off. I forget the native lady's names, man, but he was ready. I'm like, man, that was pretty. And then the final question, man, it's becoming a very popular thing for you guys to do. Your cleats, your spikes, which you wear on your feet, to have some sort of idea, something painted on them, a theme, what you want to represent, a cause. I mean, if you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to see down there?
Definitely something for cancer, honestly. I'll wear that. I wore a lot of pink in high school, honestly, for cancer, for breast cancer awareness and cancer, period.
There you go. I love that question because I think it just kind of breaks down another layer of to find out, you know, something close to your guys' heart. And, you know, we get so many different responses from that. I mean, you know, some guys want Thor. I mean, some guys want a scripture. Some guys, again, want, you know, breast cancer awareness. I mean, we had a gentleman on before you. And he wanted something, you know, about, you know, reading the kids and mentoring and things. I mean, like I said, it's just, I don't know. So I like the question because it's just the responses are so great. Hey, man, I love getting to know you a little bit. I'm sure the listeners out there love to get to know you a bit. I'm sure the UMass folks out there listening are going to be sorry to see you go because you brought a lot to the table. But, hey, man, bigger and brighter things ahead of you. With that said, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Dandout, Mr. Versatility of the Defensive Front, Shaki Holiness here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's to find it at Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.